You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The deadline for a new budget is growing closer, and there are more cracks appearing among the lawmakers crafting it. The Joint Finance Committee nixed their hearing yesterday, not long before it was set to start. Assembly Republicans intimate that Senate Republicans have walked away from negotiations. In a statement, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee Mark Bourne said, quote, "We hope Senate Republicans will come back to the table," end quote. Yesterday, they were supposed to discuss Wisconsin's outdated prisons. Lawmakers and the governor agree that Green Bay Correctional Institution needs to close, and the governor's plan would have closed Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, too. They were also set to take up the budgets for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. The deadline is looming here. If a budget isn't signed by June 30th, funding levels will stay the same as last budget until a new one goes into effect. That impacts the budgets for school districts, cities, towns, and counties across Wisconsin. And UW officials say they're shocked that lawmakers would consider an $87 million budget cut to the UW system. Spokesperson Mark Pitch says the system has endured cuts for more than a decade. Data shows Wisconsin is now 44th in the nation for public university funding. Meanwhile, the judge charged for allegedly helping a man try to evade immigration officials will not stand trial in a month as originally scheduled. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial over allegations she helped an immigrant avoid arrest by federal agents has been delayed. Court records show a July 21st date is no longer on the schedule. The delay is due to the judge wanting to consider Dugan's motion to dismiss the charges. Her attorneys argue her actions were protected by judicial immunity.
This weekend is our first taste of intense summer heat. We're expected to hit at least 90 degrees here in southwestern Wisconsin both Saturday and Sunday. And then you add the humidity, it'll feel like 100 degrees or even hotter than that. Just like we have to adjust when it first gets cold in the winter, our bodies may be extra sensitive as we get this first real heat wave. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains what to look out for to ensure you and the people around you stay safe.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible, and you could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This heat is expected to stick around through Monday when we may have some storms here in southwestern Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Stay cool this weekend. 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys High School Baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger. Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA State Tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. More big returns are expected at the box office this weekend, and there's a little something for everyone. If you're looking for something in a nice post-apocalyptic shade, check out the latest from the 28 Days franchise called 28 Years Later. The film is highly anticipated as original director Danny Boyle is back at the helm. Pixar's new film Elio also opens this weekend. It's the story about a space fanatic who tries to make connections with alien life forms to overcome an intergalactic crisis. That sounds even ambitious for a movie character. Elio is a nice family film rated PG, and for what it's worth, PG movies are crushing this summer. Elio is pulling in a very respectable 86% on the tomato meter. And finally, if you're in the mood for what appears to be a terrible movie, check out Bride Hard, starring Rebel Wilson and Anna Camp. Just about 10 reviews in, and Bride Hard is pulling low 20 percentile. Mercenaries take a wedding party hostage, not knowing the maid of honor is a secret agent. I see where this is headed. Let's go to the movies. No superhero movie will go into production without a finished script. Sounds like a no-brainer, but it had to be said. That is a declaration in the DC Universe by CEO James Gunn. Gunn says the movie industry is dying due to this very practice. Gunn, who's also made movies at Marvel Cinemas, says they are guilty of it too. The Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy director-producer says it's not that people don't want to see movies, it's just that studios make unfinished scripts. Everything starts with the script. Well, NBC tried to make a case for a Night Court reboot, and it was an okay idea for 3 seasons, but will not see a fourth. The original Night Court ran for 9 seasons in the 80s and starred Harry Anderson. Melissa Rauch took over behind the bench for the new iteration and said recently producers shopped the reboot to other networks after NBC canceled it in May. According to Variety, the show premiered in 2023 to excellent ratings and was almost immediately renewed, but the ratings dropped off fast and hard. Tough biz. Will Smith was supposed to be the lead in Christopher Nolan's Inception. Nolan ultimately went with Leo DiCaprio in the mega hit because Smith said he just didn't get it. The star of Independence Day, an occasional batterer of Oscar MCs, says he just did not understand the plot and that alternate universe stories do not pitch well. Smith has also turned down movies like The Matrix and Django Unchained and told Variety it hurts too much to talk about. DiCaprio is actually Christopher Nolan's third choice to play the lead in Inception, saying he first went to Brad Pitt. Actress Mia Sara came out of retirement recently to work with director Mike Flanagan in The Life of Chuck, which is currently in theaters. The 57-year-old actress, while making the rounds through the press, recently recalled her time on Ferris Bueller's Day Off and said it was a blast. Her favorite scene? The parade scene where Ferris sings Dankeschön and Shake It Up while she and Cameron share dialogue. Sara recently said she only comes out of retirement to work with Mike Flanagan. Come on. Come on, Mia. You should work more. I mean, seriously. Shake it up. Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms around early, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values as high as 105. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.